We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos Siman Resh Mem Dalad Sif Beis. Shulchan Aruch says, "Lifsol ha'avanim ulasakin hakoros, to sculpt stones or fix beams. Afilu beiso shel eino Yehudi aser. Even if the non-Jew is doing this work in his own home, it is still aser for him to do that work for a Jew. Kevan deletzorich machaberhu. Since it is something which is going to be attached, we consider this work as though it has a din of mechaber, which we saw earlier that even if it is being done in private, it still has a din of farhesia, which we are concerned that Jews will see it being done and will think that you hired this non-Jew as a schir yom. V'masuchein lo yishakeh bebinyan. If this work was done by the non-Jew on Shabbos, you cannot attach those stones or those beams to the building." The Mishnah Berurah points out that this is only true if the stones or the beams already belong to the Jew. However, if the Jew didn't give the stones and the beams to the non-Jew, rather the non-Jew had these stones and the beams on his own, and the Jew is just paying him to do the work, so since the non-Jew can keep some of the stones or the beams for himself, or he could always go and sell those stones or beams to other people and give other stones and beams to this Jew, it is not considered as though he is doing the work for the Jew on Shabbos. It is considered a da'ida d'nafshei, and it's going to be mutter, since we're not concerned about ma'asayin in this situation when people don't know for sure that this item belongs to a Jew. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds that if the work is being done next to the building which belongs to a Jew, so then it's going to be a problem, Yishum Maris Ayin. Even if the rocks and the beams don't belong to the Jew, if the building that the work is being done next to belongs to a Jew, there is still a chashash of Maris Ayin. It will be forbidden to have the non-Jew do the work for you on Shabbos. You would have to be Moche. The Mishnah Berurah also adds that while the Shulchan Aruch says that if it was done, the stones or the beams should not be attached to the house, the Mishnah Berurah is mitzayin to what he writes later on in Sivka and Chaf, where he says that b'diavad it's really okay because we could always rely on Rabbeinu Tam, who says that it's mutter to do kablanas and does not have a chashash of ma'aseh ayin. We could rely on this Rabbeinu Tam b'diavad to allow the rocks or the beams which were already fixed on Shabbos to be attached to the house later on. The Rama adds, v'yesh omrim dim eino meforsim shushal Yisrael shari. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the Rama is actually going back on all the dinim of mechubar, not just this specific case of rocks and beams which are not really mechubar but are going to become mechubar, so we give it a din of mechubar, but rather even a case of mechubar gomer, even if the non-Jew is doing work on a home or something of that nature. The Rama says, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that if it is not mefursam shushal Yisrael, if we don't know that it belongs to a Jew, so then it's going to be okay. This would be true, because if the whole reason we're saying it's aser is because of Maris Ayin, that we're afraid that people are going to think that you hired him as a schir yom, and not the kablanos, then if we don't know that it belongs to a Jew, so then there's no chashash of Maris Ayin, people aren't going to think that this is a Jew who's having work done on his home by his schir yom, and therefore it will be mutter. The Mishnah Berurah says that while there are achronim who paskin like this Yeshomer of the Ramah when it comes to Sitas Avanim, the case that we're talking about in this Sif, something which is not actually Mechubar, but is going to become Mechubar, that we can be Megil if it's not clear that it belongs to a Jew. When it comes to something which is Mechubar Gomer, such as an actual building, an actual home, so then the Mishnah Berurah says that we would not be Megil like the Ramah to say that if it is not Meforsam, then it would be okay, because we should still be Choshesh for Shechinah or Bnei Beiso, who will be choshesh him and think that maybe he hired him as a schir yom. As we said last time, many poskim say nowadays, since nobody hires schir yom to build a home or something of that nature, everything is done by kablanos, there really is no issue of Maris Ayin at all, even for Shechinim or for Bnei Beiso. There only remains the issue of Zilzal Shabbos that we mentioned last time.